If you are suffering from any kind of incurable disease, please call this number right now and order your miracle prayer cloth. I said, listen to this foolishness. I'm about to hit the channel. And the guy said, I had prostate cancer. I said, wait a minute. And I got that prayer cloth. I went at home and I put it on my body and I was healed in the name of Jesus. This prayer cloth, only $3. I sent the man $100 and said, send me a prayer blanket. I was running scared. Remember going to Detroit and went to this healer. They said this lady had healing hands. I went there, and a friend of mine named Rudy, he came in on the cane, and I knew he was in an accident, had pinched nerve. And he was one of the people she pulled out of the audience. And she brought Rudy up there. He came up there with his cane. She said, what's wrong with you? He said, I got a pinched nerve. She said, where? My back here. I was in an accident. My back ain't been right for 5 years. She said, touch your toes. He said, oh, I can't do that. I'm in too much pain. She said, I said, touch your toes in the name of Jesus. He went down, wham! I said, whoa, I got up and got in line. By the time I got up there, she said, what's your problem? I said, I got cancer. I said, but just touch me on the head. It'll go through my whole body. Just touch me right now and it'll go through my... She said, well, boy, it's the cancer. I said, I got prostate cancer. He said, touch him, Jesus. Touch him, touch him. I was running everywhere trying to get some help. When I was diagnosed with prostate cancer, I was given a 2 to 3 year prognosis. I went in a cave. I was embarrassed to come out. I was going through a divorce, and then I was diagnosed with prostate cancer. I was out of my mind. I wasn't myself. How many of you know if you had your life to live over again, you could have done more than what you've done thus far? One night, I'm looking at television. I see these young guys on television using all kind of profanity, and I was looking down them at my nose saying, look at this. This is horrible. And as I sat there in the dark in my Fruit of the Loom underwear, God asked, what are you doing here on the couch talking about them? There's never been a statue erected to a critic. What are you doing here? I gave you Mamie Brown. I took you out of your biological mother's womb and placed you in the heart of your adopted brother. I saved you from prostate cancer. 14 years ago, they gave you 2 to 3 years. I gave you the gift of word to inspire. Here you are sitting in the dark looking at these young boys, and they got somebody to buy into their dream. They got somebody to invest in their script. They got a cast. They got a crew. They got cameras. They got studios. They got it in theaters. They got it on television. You should be on television, and they should be on a couch watching you. What are you doing here? For 14 years, I procrastinated. How many of you thought about something you wanted to do and you stopped you from doing it? Raise your hands, please. And as we begin to look at ourselves, look at our goals, look at our dreams, and many of us hide out in excuses, as I did. For 14 years, I wasn't a vessel. I wasn't a channel for blessings. Maya Angelou said, all of us go so far, and then we pause. We pause. We take some hits. We have some defeats. We have some disappointments. And we stop dead in our track. You are a king. Kings don't run. Kings rule. Kings don't hide out in a cave. Kings have dominion. What are you doing here?